This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hey y'all, it's your girl Claudia Jordan. We are back with TGIF. We're here to spill the tea and break down the biggest headlines in the news and on social media. Now sit back, relax, and get ready to sip on this hot tea. Please welcome Al Reynolds. What's up, Professor Reynolds?
What's going on, Claudia? You still in New York?
No, I left early this morning, and I'm in the Bahamas right now. So I'm moving.
Oh, you starting your birthday early?
Yep, I got my little streaks in my hair. So you know what happens when my hair's done, y'all.
So, you gonna get it wet?
I hope I, yeah, sure. My hair, of course, I'm going to get in the water. I hear you, Al. What's up, Al? Armand Wiggins, what's up, Armand? Y'all matching today, huh? With the black and
yes.
White.
Yes. You know, we usually do that every couple of shows. So, yeah, it's going to be a good show because we're matching.
That's right. How y'all feeling tonight? Y'all good?
Yes.
I'm feeling fantastic. I'm ready to get into some things.
And I'm drinking, so.
Oh, we love drinking, Al.
I've been drinking since last night. I was introduced to some very expensive shots. I never had some whiskey. And pina coladas by the beach. And yeah, so it's going to be like that for today, tomorrow, and Friday show. I'm just going to let y'all know. Okay, so y'all ready to get into the show?
Let's do it.
Okay. All right. Interview Magazine dropped their spring issue, and Rihanna is gracing the cover in a nun outfit. But half of social media claims she's mocking Christianity, while others, the other half, is saying it's just art and she's being edgy. Is there a double standard that exists for Rihanna to get praise for making art while Lil Nas X was criticized by the Christian community? Al, what do you think?
Let me tell you something. At first, I really didn't understand what all the confusion was until I dressed as Jesus, a light-skinned Jesus, on Halloween on the show. And I got so much backlash in my inbox, in my DMs, both from my soulmates, some of my soulmates, as well as just people following me saying that I was disrespecting Christianity. And if I was a real Christian, that I wouldn't be dressing like that, or I wouldn't be mocking. They thought it was very mockery and they thought it was disrespectful. And at first I was like, but I don't understand, because for me, I'm able to separate my faith and being a Christian from when I'm just being entertaining. And for me, there's always been these types of Halloween costumes. So I thought just doing that Halloween costume would be okay. Now, the thing I love about Rihanna is Rihanna has been very vocal about being a Christian. She talks about how deep her faith is and what some of her prayer habits were. And she even talked very extensively about she can remember the first time she started praying, which when she was 7 years old. So for me, I don't think she's mocking her Christianity. I think she's simply using this to entertain, like an entertainment option. Like for me, I was doing it to entertain. It was for Halloween, so it was for entertainment purposes. So for me, that's how I would review. This is how I view it. Now, other people, they argue the opposite, but for me, I think it's okay.
All right, Armand, what do you think?
Yeah, for Rihanna, for me, she's always been one of those girls that push the limits with fashion. And maybe there's a little bit of a double standard and a bias, because I just feel like, you know, I expect nothing less from Rihanna. Like, and I'm excited about it. She pushes fashion forward, and I think it's dope. Now, in regards to Lil Nas X, I think the difference is, I feel like he went a little bit out of his way to forcefully, like, show us, like, you know, I'm dancing with the devil. I've got devil sneakers with blood in it. Right, like, right. It was like, it felt super forced, and it didn't feel fashionable. It didn't feel artistic. This feels artistic. This feels fashion. And we know Rihanna to be a fashion girl. We don't know Lil Nas X to be fashion at all. We know Lil Nas X to be a troll. So that's what that was. So to me, there is definitely a difference. And let's just be clear here. Rihanna, Lil Nas X, two different types of celebrity, and it's no shade.
Nyla Jones says, how is dressing up disrespectful? It's like Halloween. Ansel D'Angelo said, Rihanna has always been a talented artist that pushed the edge with her image and music. This is no different. And Naima said, nah, she's mocking and out of line. The church, to me, Until you clean up your house, I think that you have a lot of other things that you need to worry about than Rihanna posing with the outfit on a cover of a magazine. Now, I agree with you, Armand, about the Lil Nas X, because that was more a demonic take. That's night and day. I don't feel like it's an evil thing that she was doing. And also, like I said, it just always amazed me the hypocrisy of some groups that just pick and choose when to be outraged. I'm gonna need the same outrage when we talk about little boys getting touched than this magazine cover. I feel like this is like should be a low level priority for y'all to be fussing about this. And it does look fashionable. And I don't think she was making fun. If she was making fun, that's one thing. I don't think she was making fun, but that's my opinion. But yeah, Rihanna, keep killing it. All right, Meek Mill is sticking beside his main man, Diddy. Meek took to social media and tweeted, "I don't believe no Diddy story once they lied about me. Now, y'all are confusing my son. He's 12 with people saying his dad gay. It's sick." He went on to say, "I'm not a part of the freak or coke part of the industry. Do you believe Meek's story? And do you think the rumors that Diddy and Meek were intimate are just made up?" Armand, what do you think about these rumors?
I have to stand with Meek Mill on this. I totally support him, and I get it. And if I was in his shoes, I would say the same thing. And I see people on social media saying, "Well, he should have just kept quiet. He shouldn't have said anything." I feel like in this situation, he'd have been damned if he did and damned if he didn't. So I'd rather speak out because people are still talking about how Usher isn't saying anything. And when you're quiet, you're assuming guilt, you know? And people are just going to assume that it happened. So I feel like in any other situation, we would have said, "If it wasn't you, you should come out and say, Diddy ain't do this to me. This didn't happen." So I feel like we should support Meek Mill for being one of the only people saying, "I wasn't laying her up with Diddy. Diddy didn't take advantage of me." And I think that it's also something to be said to the fact that, hey, I don't need my 12-year-old son coming to me saying, "Hey, daddy, they're saying that you're gay on the internet. Are you gay?" So I stand with Meek Mill on that because he's like, "Well, if y'all gonna lie on me and I'm not doing it, and I'm screaming out that I didn't do it, and you guys are using it against me, then I don't believe none of this because I know he didn't touch me." So I can't be mad at the man.
I always thought it was weird when people would troll people that defend themselves. Like if you get accused of something that you didn't do, shouldn't you say, guys, it's not true? Al, what do you think about this?
Well, as a brand strategist, I am always very clear in the verbiage that's used. And if production can put that quote back up, I'll help you break it down just a little bit. For me, the young man, Rodney Jones, said that it was a Philadelphia rapper. Noah, and they alluded to a lot of people. The only one that really pushed back and said anything was Meek Mill. So for me, that's kind of a hit dog hollering. But look at the second sentence there, if you can put that back, production. "Anybody try to sexually assault me, it will be a bang out on the spot." What was interesting about this to me was he never said he never had sexual relations. He said he was not sexually assaulted. That's what another that I thought was interesting. And then the other thing that I thought he said that was interesting was about the freak or coke part of the industry. There are so many other parts of the industry like ecstasy, like ketamine. There's so many other things that you could be in relations and doing, and alcohol that you could be doing with Diddy, and not just coke and freak sessions. I think it's very clear that if you did not have any type of sexual relations with someone, you would say, "I had no sexual relations of any type with this man, and I did no types of drugs or alcohol with him." That to me is a true dealing with the rumors. All this other playing with words to me leaves it open for suspect, and that's exactly what people are doing.
Well, to be fair, his writing and tweets have never really been that clear or concise on social media. I don't know if you ever see that. Sometimes I'm like, oh, if you just put like a couple more words in there, like the sentence would be complete and we would actually feel what you're saying. We have a few comments here. Yaya 502 said, "Meek Mills is the epitome of down low. He's fighting like Boosie." Okay, Unique Goddess said, "What straight man lets another man call him daddy? Oh, it's true.
That's a hit dog
Tolerant."
balance. Also, I don't care if I don't know how to complete a sentence or not. If I did not have any sexual relations with the person, I would know how to type that in my tweet. I had no sexual relations or did or partied or did any drugs and alcohol with Diddy. That's easy. That's easy.
I
That's
think
what we're
he's saying
asking
that
for.
though, but I just don't think he's as smart, maybe as you, and able to articulate it that way. He did it in his like South Philly way. You know what I mean? Like, I ain't mess with that man. You know what I mean? So I think that maybe we're probably looking at it like we're expecting a little bit more, and I don't think he probably has that capacity.
But Sleepy ZZ said, them hood Philly bottoms, a mess child. And damn, y'all going hard on me. Latest celebrity news said, nah, they say Hit Dog will holler. He's weirdly tweeting and ranting about this and other stuff.
Yeah.
Ever since giving gifts. I'm sorry. You know what, Meek Mills? I think you know the show because I've definitely seen, you know, you on social media. We'd like to invite you on TGIF and we can clear this up on our platform and offer that to you where you can actually get a clear statement out in an interview. I would love to put that out there for you to come on this show and we'll provide a safe space for you to do that. Because, you know, I always quote your rap lyrics all the time. So I'd love to, you know, get you on here. All right. Escape once sang, who can I run to? And it looks like Latasha Scott recently ran to the courts. Escape announced a tour and reality show with SWV, but Latasha Scott will not be participating and reportedly wants her cut still. Latasha has filed court documents against Live Nation and Mona Scott Young's entertainment company due to claims of the company infringing on her rights to use the group's name without her getting clearance from her. Does Latasha have a point, and how do you think this will play out since she rightfully owns 50% of the trademark, Al? What do you think about this?
I think this is a tricky one, and she doesn't actually own it outright. So this is a deal. So she doesn't want the rest of the crew because she doesn't mess with them, right? Latasha said, I'm not touring with them. I'm not singing with them. Therefore, I don't want them to use it. However, they are joint owners of the trademark, and this is what makes it legally kind of tricky for Latasha. And they are listed as her and her sister, Tamika. Now, the sister, because she's 50% owner, can grant the use to whomever she wants because she's 50% owner. Now, this is where Latasha's going to get in trouble. Latasha has not paid her half of the trademark cost. Tamika paid the full cost of the trademark cost. So Tamika, in essence, can say, go screw yourself. I paid it. You didn't. I have ownership of it. And I can give it to anybody that I want. And how can Tamika do that? Because she was supposed to pay half. When she didn't pay half, she was in breach of contract and removed, and her sister can actually have her removed and not even need her sister's permission if her sister chooses to do so.
Armand, what do you think?
Well, I feel like, Al, you ate that right on up. So I don't think that there's much to put. I mean, Claudia, do you got anything on that?
Dear, I'm going to read some of the comments from the soulmates. Dear Arthur, Tiny owns some of the trademark too. And Keisha L said, Tasha's mad the album went wood. And wow, Rejuve, you said Latasha is a hater. And Cog said, how do you want to cut when you're not even going on tour?
Right.
And Henry Gibbons said, what a few other people have said, oh Lord, I think that's her husband pushing her to do that.
So this is the question that I want to know. Would you guys let a brand that you worked so hard all your life to build, right? Would you just walk away from it this easily because of a dispute between your husband and your sister? Like, I don't know that I would just walk away from this.
I probably wouldn't, but I feel like the group has always had a messy kind of energy, and Natasha's always been the one who wanted to be separate from the group. So it's always been an ego play with her and the rest of the group. So I see why this is happening, but at the end of the day, girl, if you ain't paid your bill and now you're trying to stop the rest of the group from doing it, you're just doing this to be a hater. This has nothing to do with, you know, money at this point. You're just because you're not on it, you don't want, she should get over it. Either get on stage and sing or don't and shut up.
To answer your question, Al, if it was really messing me mentally, then yeah, it would. And
you would.
I helped start that one out. I'll do another one. At this point, I think they have irreparable damage. I don't know, a few years now. So, yeah, I mean, she doesn't really seem part of the group anymore now, right? She kind of doesn't. She's like the odd man out.
I just don't.
Don't try to hold the rest of the group back because you don't want to be in it anymore.
I don't think that I would walk away from the check, especially they did very well. They're doing well. Their fans are rallying for them. They're making money. I just wouldn't walk. I would be like, okay, when I'm on stage, I'll be nice and friendly. When I get off, I'll go my way, go home, get out of here, do whatever. I just don't think I would walk away from the money.
That means, but like you said, really hate each other. They must.
Yeah, but like you said, if it's like emotionally taxing for her, then I guess you can't put a price tag on that. But
yeah, JW said Latasha singing "Who Can I Run To When I Need a Bug." Oh, you know what? Let me move on, Latasha. Girl. And she's been on our show here, actually. Coming up next, guess what used clothing Tiffany Haddish is selling? Find out what Ciara, Beyonce, Janet, and J-Lo are fighting for. Keep it locked. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Welcome back to TGIF. All right, y'all, Tiffany Haddish is driving crazy and not with her DUI this time. She's thinking about selling some used clothing. Take a look.
So many clothes, I could probably go 6 months without washing no clothes, because that's how many pair of underwears I got. But I need to get rid of all that stuff. I could sell them drawers. That's what I should do. I should sell them panties. That'll be a lot of money for the foundation, I feel like. Yeah. Should I sell my underwear, y'all?
What are your thoughts on Tiffany's new business venture, Armand?
I'm just being honest with you. I know y'all probably not going to like this, but I cannot stand Tiffany Haddish. I don't like nothing about Tiffany Haddish. Tiffany Haddish is everything but funny. Okay, I'm tired of Tiffany Haddish, and I just think she's a nuisance to the internet, and I wish we would have left her in 2017 on the girls' trip and never made it out. I just feel like Tiffany Haddish, we don't want your panties. Nobody is looking to buy your panties. Tiffany Haddish is not nowhere near sexually attractive, appealing. No one's buying those old panties. You can keep those panties in the drawer where they belong. Common didn't want those panties, and neither did the children at the charity. Nobody want those panties. Keep them to yourself and keep that to yourself. Okay, and stay off the liquor. She's drinking again. Somebody go get her. She's trying to sell some panties now. I'm over Tiffany Haddish.
I guess you are, Al.
I'm sorry. I'm tired of Tiffany Haddish.
Al?
Well, you know, I'm, of course, not tired of Tiffany Haddish. Tiffany, I would consider a friend. And I think she's absolutely a beautiful Black woman. She's in shape. Her body's always banging. Her outfits are usually very nice when I see her. I view Tiffany as a comedian, and I think she pushes the boundaries with some of her commentary. And I just view it as her talking crap and she trying to be funny. Now, the one thing that I've said on this show before is one thing you don't want to do, though, Miss Haddish, in being smart, is sell used underwear. And the reason being you don't sell used underwear is because it doesn't matter how many underwear. And for women, there are various forms of DNA that I don't need to go over here that could be in the underwear that a weirdo could use that DNA and place it somewhere, like possibly on the scene of a crime, and your DNA, if found, can be used against you. And it only takes one weirdo to do something really weird, and everybody knows who you are. They know where the panties came from, and you can find yourself in a very sticky situation. So, Tiffany Haddish, I think you're funny. I think you're beautiful, but I think this is a very dumb idea.
What's your favorite Tiffany Haddish joke?
I don't know. Everything she says is funny to me. Like, Tiffany Haddish in the movie are funny. Tiffany Haddish, when I hang with her at dinner, she's hilarious. She's cracking jokes. Tiffany Haddish is just like one of those people that just I relate to.
Have you guys hung out? I remember we all saw her in Aruba. Have you guys been hanging out?
Yeah, we have. You know, yeah, we have. No, not like that. Not like that. But, you know, I've seen her around, you know, L.A. quite a bit.
Okay. All right. Tiffany, I think you're just joking. I don't think you're being serious at all. I do know you do have probably a lot of clothes, because I know people send you a lot of stuff. I wouldn't mind you. There's nothing wrong with like going on Poshmark and putting, you know, gently worn gowns, dresses, notable outfits you had on and put them on there. Of course, the underwear. I hope you're joking, because, like, you know, that's we'll leave that for the OnlyFans girl. You are too talented for that. But I think you're joking.
And she's too old for that. Ain't nobody buying Tiffany Haddish panties.
First of all, you will not age shame people, Armand. There are people.
No, I'm just saying. Like, let's be real here. Ain't nobody buying Tiffany Haddish panties.
Whose panties would you buy, Armand? Whose panties would you buy?
Nobody's Tiffany Haddish.
Give me a girl with the panties you'd buy.
I buy Lizzo's panties over Tiffany Haddish.
You know what?
Oh my God.
Blue Sporty said she's absolutely beautiful like us all. We all have dips and dives of happy. Give her some grace. Jeez. Manifest Love says, yes, it's something about her I never liked. And I tried to like her. But we have a similar like background. She's so cringe. And Shelby W said, some celebrities don't need access to IG Live because people really be acting crazy. All right. Well, good luck with everything. I hope you sell your gowns. Sell your gowns, Tiffany, because I think you'll make money. Like, that outfit, super cute. I'd get that. All right, Missy Elliott just announced she's going on her first headlining tour ever. She's also bringing Ciara, Busta Rhymes, and Timbaland along for the Out of This World tour. Now, Missy has written and produced for everybody. Super talented, and she's had quite the glow up and across the board on everything. Which artist would you love to see make a guest appearance on the tour, Al?
Aaliyah. No, I'm kidding.
That's what I was going to say.
Aaliyah, please come back. Please come back. Oh, I know, Claudia.
Oh, my God, please.
I don't know. Because there's just so many memories. You know, this was my time. This is my era. This is my generation. Let's see. She's got Busta, which is amazing. I love the fact, you know, that Ciara has joined. And Timbaland, she's worked with forever. Who else would I like to see besides Aaliyah? I don't know. Go to Armand.
I feel like that's the only other person I would like to see, because at this point, you know, Missy Elliott can carry the show on her own. Like, the fact that this right. is like her first headlining tour ever, like, yeah. this is going to be amazing. Missy's got hits after hits. So honestly, she doesn't really need too many guests. If I'm going to a Missy show, I don't want that many guests, to be honest with you. Ciara, you give me a couple of y'all bangers, you know, Busta Rhymes, you go do your thing. But I need the full Missy Elliott experience with the fashion, the dancers, the hanging from the ceiling, the futuristic vibes. I need the full effect. I want to feel out of this world. And I believe that she's going to give us that. Like, it's going to take me back to my high school days. And I'm super excited about it. So, yeah, it's going to be a great show. And I'm definitely going to be there.
Okay, I have my suggestions. Okay, of course, that iconic video that Busta Rhymes did with Janet Jackson, if she showed up and surprised us in like one of the scenes.
Yeah, that would be good.
I would love that.
Yeah, okay, I'll sign up for that.
I would love Ginuwine. He's part of the crew, like him, Missy Elliott, Timbaland. They all created magic. They were all part of the same squad. I think he would be good in a few of the cities, especially on the East Coast. And I have one more. Right.
Now he's from Baltimore, right? She's from Virginia, so that would be a good DMV tie-in.
I like to bring the whole DMV in, and I think that would be good for me. Oh, and Jamie Foxx can come out with Busta Rhymes for Pastor Cavassier. We haven't seen.
Oh, I don't know about
but
that.
But don't take too much time away from Missy now. It's yeah, too much time now because shit, I didn't pay for.
You pushing it now, Claudia.
You go to the jail. You loving them.
I'm entitled to my opinion, and like
you are.
We all talk about people that are deceased. I can talk about people that are alive and ready to be booked. Okay. I remember LA 15 years ago when that song came out. It used to get the club popping, and I'm just wow. I remember those times, and it was lots of fun. Hey, these are my suggestions. Let me live. Can I live? At least I'm picking people that are alive. All right, Glitter Gloss took to Twitter.
If they do a hologram, though, like they did Michael Jackson when he did the hologram in Vegas, if they did a hologram, oh, I know the crowd would roar. I wonder if they have to get the permission from Aaliyah's estate or from the record label to do a hologram. Because if they did a hologram, I promise you, it would blow the ceiling off of the tour.
That would be everything.
Terrence Moore said, Little Mo, Speaker Queens of Ginuwine. Keith Dennis said tweet, and Candace said the brat 702, Little Kim and tweet. Okay. All right. We'll see. Glitter Gloss took to Twitter and said, opening my baby gifts, and it's four toy guns. Do y'all allow your kids to play with toy guns? Because I don't. Should we stop kids from playing with toy guns? And do you think it influences crime? Armand, what do you think about the toy gun?
I'm gonna be honest with you. I had toy guns as a kid. We had water guns. We had the toy story guns. I mean, we had cops and robber guns. And I just feel like it's just all communication and teaching in the household. Like, we were taught that, you know, you don't use guns for bad. Like, my parents set us down and, you know, educated us on those things. Like, but you can't hide kids from everything, because kids are seeing guns and stuff
at school, they're playing video games with guns. So, you know, there's no way to shelter or hide your kids from them. And I feel like when you try to hide them from things, that's when they go out seeking it and want to try it more. So a toy gun, you just let them know that there's boundaries with that, you know. And I haven't had any problems in my family with, you know, shooters or killers. And, you know, we've all, I got 9 brothers and sisters. We all had toy guns. We all played cops and robbers. We had handcuffs and everything.
That's where it started with you, huh?
I guess, right.
Well, you know, I have to agree with Amon, and so does research studies and psychologists, you know, renowned psychologists, and they have shown that there's no link between young people playing with toy guns and then later aggression and violence in their growth in their adult age. In fact, they say that gunplay can actually serve to encourage symbolic play, which is what Amon was just talking about, where the parents use it as a teachable moment on the different ways to respect the object that you're pretending to be, a gun, which is developmentally good and actually extremely appropriate for younger children.
I don't like kids playing with guns, and I don't like this generation of kids playing with guns. I think it's a different time between now and like 20, 30 years ago, 40 years ago when we were kids. I think there was, we also had more of a balance. Like, we were outside playing. We were actually playing, you know, hide and seek. We were getting fresh air. We didn't believe everything that was, like, we didn't have an internet to, like, be influenced by. Mm-hmm. And I think we were different. I think we were, like, we were okay and well-adjusted to be like, pow, pow, got you, you're dead. These kids now, I feel like a lot of them have emotional issues. They're, like, they don't take rejection easily. And I just see, like, I think that there's a desensitization with video games and guns. And I don't trust these kids playing with, like, I don't know. I feel like it's just too easy. Like, it just took away the scariness of a real gun. That's my opinion. Again, I'm not a mom, but I don't like to see these young, new, unstable kids. I think 70s and 80s babies, okay. Jay?
No, I think there's some point to that, Claudia, because if you're just running the streets, right, and playing with guns and no one's teaching you, right, about the use of it and how, what the social understanding of the gun is, could possibly be what you say. But if you are supervised, like Armand and like I was, I know my mother was like, even a toy gun, you couldn't point at her. You know, you could.
Yes.
You had, she taught me like almost as if it was a real gun. So in my adult life, you know, I had that understanding. But yeah, you're right.
Oh, you were blessed with good parents. Yeah, a lot of, and one more thing I got to add real quick, thinking of like all the victims, police nowadays are not thinking, they're just jumping the gun and using anything. Well, we thought they had a real gun, and that, you know, 12-year-old Tamir Rice had a gun playing by himself in a park and was gunned down with a toy gun. That's another reason. It's mostly that kind of stuff that would make me be like, nah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right. Coming up next, we have your tea fact of the day, and later we answer some tea mail. Let's see what y'all have to ask, because I hope they're fun. We'll be right back.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to TGIF. All right, y'all, we can all agree that social media tends to resurface some of the most random facts in pop culture history. So it's only fair that we unpack those facts in our tea fact of the day. Today's tea fact comes from Tisha Campbell. She revealed that years before her Martin fame, she dated Lenny Kravitz. But there's more. She reveals how she found out that his mom was Roxy Roker, who played Helen on The Jeffersons. Take a look.
I was in the car with Lenny and our friend, Amorous? I think his name was Amorous. Anyway, so I'm looking at him, and I'm going, oh my God, he knows all these famous people. And then his mom comes out. He's like, hey, mom. And I was like, Roxy Roker is your mother?
All right. Did y'all know that Tisha dated Lenny? That's one. And did you know that Roxy Roker was his mother and that inspired her role in The Jeffersons? Al?
No, but I love it. I mean, this is the type of stuff that, especially being in Hollywood, like this shows you the deep roots of Lenny Kravitz in Hollywood and how long he's been in the business and how long he's been around Black excellence, in my opinion. And I love these types of stories and walk down memory lane that Tisha does, because it also just shows how long she's been in the business and around the business. I love these types of stories, so I can never get enough of them. I like it.
Now, of course, Lenny's biracial, his father's white. So for Roxy's role as Helen on The Jeffersons, she was also married to a white man because the role was based on her life. Armand, what do you think about this story?
I love it because I just think it's always interesting to find out, you know, when people are, you know, feeling free to talk, you just find out who's all dating and how, you know, close in proximity everyone has been, you know, in Hollywood. Everybody knows everybody to some degree, and everybody's kind of messed around. And, you know, the tea sipper in me, the tea finder in me is always like, so y'all were getting it in. And it just makes me think of like, who right now in this day and age is in a relationship and we'll find out 20 years from now? You know what I mean? I don't know. It's always interesting to know who's been, you know, knocking boots.
I like that she's able to keep it private for so long and tell it when she wants to. Like, that's my kind of question there. All right. She also revealed that the same dressing rooms of the cast of The Jefferson used years later became the exact dressing rooms used for her and the cast of Martin. Wow. Who knew that? All right. Who was this that I knew that was his mom, but didn't know he dated Tisha? Yeah, I had no idea about that. So good for her. All right. Tisha, I know that. I want to read your book, girl. I think she got a lot of stories.
About a lot of tea in there.
Yep. All right, let's get back to the topics. Social media had a debate with mixed reviews. Now, they were arguing over who was the better dancer between Janet Jackson, Beyoncé, Ciara, and Jennifer Lopez. Now, if you're trying to win a dance competition, which dancer are you picking to go on your team and why? Armand, who do you got?
Okay. They're all, first of all, phenomenal. And, oh my God, if I have to pick... I'm not, oh my gosh.
This is tough. This is definitely
It's very hard because J-Lo is a hell of a performer and a hell of a dancer. Beyonce knows how to sell it though. She embodies the whole performance and she has so much energy. But Ciara and Janet are more technical. Like they do intricate movements. So you know what? I think I'm gonna go Janet Jackson in her heyday, in her prime.
Al?
So I'm going to say this. I'm going to say when it comes to executing an eight count, I don't think anybody does it better than Janet Jackson and Beyonce. I view them as singers and the ultimate performers. Now, when I'm talking about a dance crew, like we out in the streets dancing, I feel like the best dancers and performers are J-Lo and Ciara. If I had to pick one, I'm going to dust off that Ciara, the younger Ciara, you know, before all the kids, even though I think she's going to get it back for the Missy Elliott tour, but I'll dust off that Ciara and put her in any dance competition with anybody, just hands down. So for me, it's Ciara.
I can't pick one. I can't, like, all of them. And I want to throw Solange in there after that clip I posted recently with Solange and Beyonce. I know Solange was eating the girls up like that. Like, she really can dance. I feel like Ciara is like, she gives you like girl from the hood, but then also can do like the fly upscale stuff. I just feel J-Lo, she's a bomb performer. Beyonce makes me feel it, like she does sell it. And Janet, like,
when Janet hit that edit,
yeah,
she go crazy. That pop, pop. Like, I'm going Janet, man. Who you got, Cardi? Come on.
I don't know.
It's hard. This one's really a hard one.
It is. Janet.
But you got to know, Janet was the original. You always want to see Janet break down a dance move.
Pleasure Principle is when I was like, oh my God. Like, I loved, she was just so fly in that video and just so easy. Okay, Crystal Steve said, Janet birthed them all. And Ramon Rosado said, Ciara has to be the best dancer out of all of them. And Honey said, Janet, the rest are her daughters. Okay, everyone's saying Janet. Debbie Bryant said, Janet is the mother, Janet is the queen. I like seeing Janet.
That All For You video, Janet, when she hit that edit, that was crazy.
But let's be very clear. None of these girls are getting shat on. None of them. They all are bringing it. Like, there's no scrubs in this group. Amazing group. This was hard. Sheenie Beanie said, Beyonce, you want to watch her perform. Yes, she's so good too. Okay,
Beyonce sells it the most, and she has the most stamina. But I also feel like between Beyonce and J-Lo, they can go head to head. Just J-Lo doesn't have the vocal chops. But J-Lo, do not sleep on J-Lo, because
J-Lo, she can perform up there with Beyonce.
I went to a J-Lo concert in Vegas. I didn't know a lot of the songs, but that performance was everything. And she looked, her body is ridiculous and looks really untouched. Mm-hmm. Like, she looks good. Okay, moving on. That was hard. Legendary actor Billy Dee Williams is sounding off about actors using blackface. He spoke out saying he didn't understand why white actors could not use blackface. He said, if you're an actor, you should do everything you want. Whatever you think you can do, you should be able to do it. Does Billy Dee have a point? Or does he just takes the craft of acting more seriously than others? Al, what do you think?
I think, you know, I'm going to give him a little bit of grace here and say that he probably takes the craft of acting more seriously. So maybe when you think about it as a creative and when you think about it just in the terms of an actor, that's the only thing that I feel like is going to make sense to me, because I feel like if any African-American actor knows the root of blackface, you wouldn't be saying that it's okay. I just feel like it's just derogatory, it's dated, it's disrespectful, and it's hate speech on your own people.
All right, Armand?
I absolutely 100% agree with that, but I also feel as though, you know, he's 87 years old, so at this point, he's a little set in his ways. During that time, that was okay. But in 2024, that would never be okay. You know, a lot of things that has happened in the past, we're now up to speed with, and we're like, hey, hold on. It wasn't cool. Like, blackface is never cool. Just because you grew up doing that during that time, it wasn't okay. But I also understand the mindset. He's just kind of like, well, that's what we did back then. And I didn't know to be offended by it, or it is what it is, and this is a part of the craft. So it's kind of 50-50 for me, but at some point, you do it as an older man, you need to understand, hey, that wasn't right. We ain't doing no blackface in 2024.
Right.
It's not a compliment. It's not artistic. It's outright disgusting, and it's demeaning to black people.
Right.
Yeah, I get what he's saying about some acting roles. Like, say you have to look lighter or darker and you're a black person. I think that should not be considered blackface. To me, blackface was when they're making fun of us as caricatures with the oversized lips, the exaggeration. That is clear blackface. Now we're making it where you can't even put green paint on your face or yellow. It's like, it's yellow face. It's white face. It's this. And I think, like always, our outrage a lot of times gets hijacked by the dominant culture, the dominant race, right? Like, I'm hearing people saying white face now. Like, if you put on white makeup to be lighter for a character. Yeah, there's got to be, I think the answer is somewhere in the middle. Like, of course, being respectful about where blackface has come from. And then also not being overly ridiculous where every single thing is deemed as blackface, because everything's not. Unique Jacob says, he's old. He knows the root. He is the root. It was normalized. Okay. Mr. Ron said, because of the history of blackface, it should not be used by anybody, especially non-African-Americans. And Honeybee said, absolutely not, Mr. Dementia. I said what I said. I said, okay, Billy Box, ready? We don't need an old shuck and jive. Oh, wow. Okay. And Honey said, Quincy Jones would never say no ish like that. Okay. They are not letting Billy D off. All right. We read your comments and we hear you. All right. Keep it locked, because coming up next, find out who the sexiest man
I can't wait for this one.
And later, find out who we would marry. Oh, Lord, stay tuned.
Mm-hmm.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Welcome back, y'all. All right, it's now time for us to give advice to our soulmates who are dealing with crazy situations and may need a little guidance from us. This is our T-mail of the day. All right, y'all, this T-mail comes from Jasmine in Florida, Miami, Florida. She writes, Claudia, Alan, Armand, you all might have to pull me off my soon-to-be mother-in-law. I'm getting married this summer, and like a lot of mothers, she does not want to let her son go. I overheard my fiance's mom calling me a gold-digging heifer at a recent family gathering. She doesn't even know I make more than her son, and I'm paying for most of the wedding. Okay, let me get back to the point. My fiance tells me to ignore her, which isn't hard to do because she stays out of town, but the next time I will see her is at our wedding. My fiance is against me not inviting her. What should I do? Do y'all want to pull up? Oh, Armand, let's go to you first. Let's hear what the youth has to say about this.
I just personally feel as though at this point, you're probably going to have to deal with her forever, you know, because that is his, you know, mother. And it's an unfortunate situation. And it will be hard. And I hate situations like this. But, you know, unfortunately, when you marry someone, you do marry into their family. So you need to talk to your husband, and he needs to tell his mom to step back and let go, because eventually you guys will have your family of your own, and she will just have to deal with it. And if she can't understand that, you may have to take a break from her for a while, you know. And if your husband doesn't get that, then he may not be the one for you, because you don't need her making your life a living hell. Because once kids start to get involved, it can just get really, really messy. And we learn from Lil Scrappy and Mama D and Bambi, you don't want that.
You don't. All right. Al, what are your thoughts? What's your advice?
I think my advice in this would be communicate. I think you should create or schedule a time where you and the husband talk about it, and then you and the husband take it to the mother. I don't think it would be a good idea not to invite her, because that is a huge moment, especially if the husband is close to the mother. You know, the groom mother dance is really important at a wedding. So I would not invite her. And then just think about it. Maybe if you could just get through the wedding, if you can't communicate with them, maybe if you can just get through the wedding, you can then start to distance yourself after that, even though I don't recommend that. But I think it'll be a bigger problem if you don't invite her. And as far as us pulling up, what city are you in? Depending on the city, depending on my schedule, I love a good party. And Claudia knows this. I love a good wedding where I can drink.
No wine. Don't do it. Your bar is waiting. You're like, where did the wine go? I'm going to say this. And I see some of the comments. Saucy Fresh says, why would anyone marry a mama's boy? And Perfect P said, don't marry him. She will ruin your marriage. You have to have a serious conversation with your man. I think he's the one that needs to have a conversation with his mother. That is something that's very delicate. That's his mama. You need to have a conversation with how important this is to you. You don't want your day ruined. And he has to make his mother understand that you are the woman he chose to be with. Right. And she's going to have to, if she loves him, she's going to have to like get through this for him, or at least put on a happy face, because, you know, the mother got to be invited. That would be horrible if she's not invited. And, you know, he will resent you later on if you don't get this taken care of. And if he has an unnatural relationship with his mother where he won't do that and stick up for his wife, then I would reconsider this whole thing. I would. You need to protect me, protect our relationship. That's
and
your mom.
Let me add to this. I feel like the way that you get that, right, you try to make the effort to talk to the mom. You do those things so then he can go back and be like, see, mom, she tried. Because clearly he's stuck between two women. So you have to put a little bit more effort into it so then he can have your back. So if you just try to shut her out and disinvite her, then he's not going to be able to, you're not giving him anything to work with. So you got to manipulate the situation a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Bernice Johnson said she lives out of town. Just deal with her through the wedding and just invite her. And Rosemary Watson said, I always thought Candy let her mother have too much say about Todd. It's poison. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Good luck with that. That's a problem that we don't have, right?
No, I like my mother-in-law. She's cool. I love her.
Mother-in-law, you married?
We might be.
I think he told on himself, Claudia.
All right. We love it. Soulmates, be sure to DM Fox Soul on Instagram if you are in need of some advice. Who knows? Your letter might just get read here live on the show. All right, let's get back to some more hot topics. A woman recently tweeted about a guy she was interested in. She wrote, this guy has been applying pressure for a minute. Decent job. High ranking military. No kids. But the biggest red flag was when I walked in the bar and about four chicks told me they smashed him. But wait, there's more. One user replied to her and shared that it wasn't a red flag and said, sounds like you got intimidated because he got options outside of you. Does this scream red flag or that the woman is insecure? And is it normal for strangers to tell you that they slept with a man they see you out with? Armand, what do you think about this?
Well, child, you asking me in the gay world, child, you can walk into the bar and see about four or five men you done smashed. So I just it is. I mean, it just happens. But listen, it could be a red flag. Or it could just be a small town. And so I just think things could be different, you know, for you. So if he's pursuing you, that doesn't mean you have to smash him. You might can be the change that he's seeking. And so I wouldn't take that for granted, okay? I would pursue him if you like him. And you know what? Those other girls were just one-night stands that obviously didn't work. So maybe you'll be somebody or something different.
All right, Al, what do you think?
I you can't say that that's a red flag. The man is obviously attractive and can pull women, and he likes sex. I mean, what else? You'd be questioning him if he didn't.
Right.
You'd be calling him gay. So shoot, which way do you want it, woman? Do you want him to like women, or do you want him to like men? Like, what are we doing here? I think it's okay that he's using his yang-yang or his ping-ping to do women. You better be glad it ain't a bartender or a man walking up to you saying, oh, you know, I know you're a man too, wink wink. Like, I don't know, women, which way do you want it?
Hey, let me ask you this. If it was the reverse, right, and it was a man with a woman and four men came up and said, yo, I had sex with your girl,
throw her in the trash, throw it back,
yeah,
to the sea,
Absolutely not. Nobody want no floozy.
And then the next thing I'm going to do is I'm going to go straight to the clinic. Because Claudia George said that your pH balance is off.
See, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to prove a point. Sometimes I don't even have to say anything. I let the fellas just tell on themselves.
Floozy.
Okay. Met a slow horse.
They said she might got herpes from the nail shop.
Right.
Yeah, immature now, ladies. Stay away. Right, Essence magazine recently revealed their sexiest man of the moment list, and actor Damson Idris scored the number one spot. Do you agree? Who is the sexiest man of the moment to you? Armand, who do you think?
Let me get in line. I'll be number four, five, or six. I'll wait my turn for this one. Listen, you guys remember that show where I told you, I was like, he is so fine. You guys were all kind of hating on him. Remember? And I told you, he is a beauty. Let me tell you something. I love Damson. I think that he is phenomenal. He's a phenomenal actor. But you know, that Franklin Saint, that's something to really get into. The way he can turn on that British accent and then turn into a hood street LA gangster, I like that. With that smooth chocolate skin, I don't know what happened between him and Lori Harvey. I'm trying to figure out why she ended up letting him go. Because he's a good catch.
You see Claudia's not moving.
What?
I would say this. He's a very handsome man, and his British accent does make him attractive. But I've seen him all award season. He's just a little tiny for me. Like, I don't know. You know, I think he's just a little small. But, you know, so
for is he short?
It's not that he's short. It's just like structurally, he's just tiny. So sexiest to me. I understand. I get it. I'm not going to hate any man that gets it. Congratulations. But I'm going to tell you, where is the light skinned man coming back? I feel like there's been campaigns lately that us light skinned men can't get voted back in as sexiest man of the year. I think next year, if I don't see somebody that's fair skin or light skin, I'm going to think it's discriminatory.
Well, why don't you recommend some right now? Who would you know is light-skinned man then?
Okay, light-skinned man. Let's see, who would I recommend? I like, who?
I said C.
Oh, no. There are quite a few. Like, okay, I'm thinking of older people. Like, I think Boris Kodjo is extremely handsome. I think Sky Black is extremely handsome. I think, what's his name? Claudia, you know who I'm talking about on the cop show. He's been around for years.
Jamar Moore.
I think he's extremely handsome. Who else on the younger side? The new guy that played in the that British guy. Okay, a British light skinned dude. The guy that played Malcolm X. The guy from Bridgerton, the guy that played Malcolm X in Martin Luther King movie. There are so many.
Okay.
Claudia?
Damson to me is, I'm not, he's way too petite. I don't like petite men. My shoulders are bigger than my shoulders. Really, I'm not attractive. Nothing, he's not attractive. He's not just my, I like a older, sexier man. I like, I think Idris Elba is very masculine and handsome and comes off very classy, but I know he also likes to have fun, but he's a married man with just giving out picks like this doesn't mean I'm trying to get at those these people. Who else is good looking? That's my pick. I think he should constantly be in the sexiest man conversation. I really think
he was though. Wasn't he at one time? I think Idris did win sexiest man.
And I actually think that Lenny Kravitz is sexy too. And for 60 years old, that man looks good.
He's attractive, but he's a little petite as well.
Yes, he's little.
Really?
Yeah, really little.
Yeah. Russell Wilson was also named sexiest man of the moment. He was on that list as well. So, all right. Coming up, we are playing a game of cuff, smash, or pass. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Maybe some people from the list will be on there. We'll be right back. Welcome back. Oh, during the break, another fine light-skinned brother, Al, the quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles, Jalen Hurts, who has a black girlfriend, a black female agent.
That's right. Armand, you don't know this, but back in the day, Claudia used to date the finest athletes, the finest entertainers. She was pulling them deep.
Don't make her blush.
Back in the day, Miss Claudia Jordan, y'all don't know.
Listen, I didn't date a ton of athletes, but when I did, they were at the top of the game, and they were very handsome. I didn't date them just because they were rich. I dated the ones that were fun.
Very rich, with the biggest contracts in the NFL. Thank you very much.
What are you running your mouth? Okay. Soulmates, as you know, we are not mature enough to discuss a lot of things. And this next game is no different. We're going to play a game of cuff, smash, or pass. Are you ready?
Yes.
Let's play. Let's get into it. All right, let's cue the music. Here are three choices. Oh, y'all, please. Andrew Caldwell, a.k.a. Mr. Delivered, Charles, a.k.a. Miss Netta's Man, Holly Gray, Hot Wheels, smash, pass, or marry?
I'm going to pass all three of them to Armand.
Absolutely not. I'm passing those. I'm walking straight past those. Nah, I don't want to. Roller Ray, I couldn't do nothing with that. You know, I would have thought, you know, maybe Roller Ray can give me some throat, but the way that the you can't even give me no throat, so that doesn't work any kind of way. Charles look like he got gas. Andrew Caldwell looked like he paint. So if I had to pick one, just give me Charles.
Okay.
Claudia.
Al.
I already went.
It wasn't. Then I was responding.
Okay. I got to pick one to do what?
Smash. Pass.
Oh, God. Okay. Let me see. Pass. Pass. Andre. Smash. The boy in the middle. And what is the other one?
Make your boyfriend.
Oh no, I'm not good at this.
But you could be your boyfriend. You could just cheat on him though all the time. He wouldn't be able to run and catch you.
I guess I messed this up. I don't know. The options got me messed up.
Andrew Caldwell definitely got to go because he's a major hater too, and I don't like you. Roland Ray gets brand deals, and Charles already is. Well, Charles has abs now.
Yeah.
But he's been with Miss
Netta. Charles can make you feel safe.
Okay, so I'll marry
Claudia.
I'll marry Charles, and I'll smash Rolling Ray, and then I'll leave. I want to thank my co-host, and Armand Wiggins for joining me tonight. Thanks for watching us on YouTube. Stay tuned for Fox Soul Face Off. We'll see you tomorrow. And Rolling Ray, that wasn't Shane. Hey, Rolling Ray, let's put that.